Welcome back to the Relegators Podcast. My name is Phil, and this is a podcast where me and my best bud Carl go through the relegation promotion system in the top tier of the English Premier League. Carl, how was your week, bud?
My week was great. I don't know if you've heard about this, but a lot of people are concerned about microplastics and them being in our food and in our bodies. Me as a person that likes to go against the grain, I've decided to kind of take a turn the other direction and start just eating macroplastics. So
You're going big.
yeah, I'm basically taking big hunks of plastic and like putting it in my oatmeal. And my vision has kind of gotten blurry and I'm getting headaches a lot, but my yoga has improved. I'm a lot more flexible. So I think that's because of the plastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It was a busy week. We had Thanksgiving week at the grocery store, so it's been crazy. It's going to slow down a little bit before Christmas, but luckily we got Championship and Premier League soccer to get me through it. I always got that to look forward to.
Oh yeah, I think you were telling me off air that we're gonna have plenty of games to keep us busy during that.
It's a busy month. It's a busy month. That being said, let's get started. We got a lot of action to go through. We're going to start Tuesday in the Championship League. We go to Vicarage Road, where Watford would host Bristol City. Only one goal in this match, and it comes in the 53rd minute when Ryan Andrews angles in a nice roller past the keeper. That would be all that Watford needed on the day. They win 1-0. Carl, did you happen to see Scott Twine's curler off the woodwork for Bristol City?
Yes, I had that in my notes actually. Scott Twine, which is a interesting name. But yeah, I have a near miss from way out. Like
Yeah.
this was a deep shot and
Yeah, the
it
bend
just
was
barely.
incredible. I just saw the bend and it would have been an insane goal if it went in, but unfortunately for Bristol, it went off the woodwork and they lose the game.
Yep, and I just want to add one more thing. I want to say Watford's moose logo. Have you seen this thing? To me, it looks sad. Like somebody buy that moose a beer or get him, get him laid or something. But he needs
Yeah,
some
I don't
help.
know. Maybe they tried to make it look angry. Maybe the angry eyes can get confused with tired eyes.
Yeah, that could be it. But I think the moose has lived a hard existence and it just needs something to perk it up.
Yeah. Well, Watford get their much needed win. After that, we're going to move to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosted Oxford United. We start with a very nice long throw in from Jack Robinson that gets to the box and Tyrese Campbell connects, sending the ball across the goal where Callum O'Hare was waiting to tap it in for the first goal in the 10th minute. Next, in the 26th minute, Carl's favorite player, Tyrese Campbell, would get a one-on-one and get around the keeper for an easy goal. In the 58th minute, Hesuran Rakçaçı gets a nice pass from Gustavo Hammer, I think that's Armour, in the penalty box and finishes it off for the Blades 3-0.
Yay, Rakçaçı, love that guy.
Yeah, he's becoming a fixture in our pod. He's getting a lot of play.
Yeah, he's becoming a real one to watch, Rakçaçı.
Yeah.
I just want to say I'm going to say that like four more times in the next two sentences, so just get used to that. But seriously, so I think Stoke City better call Tyrese and tell him come home. Call him. He's still on fire.
Yeah, an assist and a goal in the game.
Yeah, we miss that guy. One thing I have to say for Sheffield United is, do you know the song that their fans sing before the game starts?
No, what is it?
Now, get this. It's called the Greasy Chip Buddy Song.
The Greasy Chip Buddy
Butty.
song.
Yeah, and it's set to the tune of John Denver's Annie's song. Like the it's that one that goes, "You fill up my senses," you know?
No.
Okay.
Sorry,
Well,
not a big John Denver guy.
yeah, me neither. Let's just go ahead and move on.
Next game, we go to Turf Moor, where Burnley hosted Coventry. Carl, you put $50 on Coventry to win plus 235 because you had a feeling, but it wasn't going to happen for you, bud. Burnley would get on the board in the 47th minute when Connor Roberts lobs a ball through the box where Jeremy Sarmiento was ready and waiting and strikes it home. In the 75th minute, Ephraim Mason-Clark would get a beautiful bicycle kick in the net, but it would be ruled offside by the head official. So that one got taken off. In the 80th minute, CJ Egan-Riley would have a crazy lob over the Coventry keeper and three defensemen on the line for a miraculous goal, and that would seal it for Burnley 2-0 in this one.
Yep, it just punishes me again. This is what happens when you bet against a team just because you don't like them, and that was the only reason that I bet against them, and it bit me in the ass. the Coventry overhead goal that was called back, called offside, that was called offside because there's actually a law in English football that nothing fun can ever happen in a Burnley match.
Yeah, no kidding. That was a great bicycle kick. True bicycle kick. Nailed it. Put it right in the back of the net. And then the official right away said no goal. We move on to the Stadium of Light for our DraftKings match of the week. Sunderland hosted West Brom. Carl, you put $100 on a draw at plus 220. I put $100 on West Brom. Draw no bet at plus 120. And Carl, I mean, the odds are in your favor and you nailed it. In the 58th minute, Wilson Isidore would get a goal called off for offside. And it was about as close as you can get. I mean, he was right on the defender. Some chances on both sides, but nothing goes in. And wouldn't you know, West Bromwich Albion would draw with Sutherland nil-nil.
So the Isidore goal disallowed. The defender was like practically on his back.
Yeah, it was millimeters.
There
It
was
was like,
nothing he could do,
yeah.
which sucks for him. And then I also have Dan Ballard had a goal line clearance kind of later in the match. That was kind of a cool thing. I always love those goal line clearances by non-goalies. But yep, we're back to Dromwich.
Yeah, and that would continue. Spoiler alert. On to Wednesday's action, we go to Elland Road where Leeds United hosted Luton Town. Sam Byron opens up the scoring in the 10th minute when his initial shot gets blocked back to him and he Karate Kid style swan kicks the ball past the keeper for an insane goal. In the 45th plus 1 minute, Leeds would get a corner initially stopped by the Luton Town keeper, but Joel Pirou was there to finish it off. And in the 81st minute, Dan James would get past the defense and just pop the ball right over the keeper and put the game away for Leeds 3-0.
So first of all, I have Sam Byram. Great job following his own deflected or ricocheted shot back at him. Great way to finish.
Yeah, little scissor kick, little Karate Kid scissor kick right
Yeah, it
at
was nice. And then I have Pascal Struyck. I don't know if that's the way to pronounce that. He had a goal line clearance. He robbed Victor Moses of a goal, so that was pretty cool. Joel Pirou goal right before half. That pretty much set Leeds up to be in control of this game. Like you give up a goal in extra time before the half, that's a killer. I noticed that Leeds has rainbow corner flags in the corners, and I noticed that the captain's armbands are also rainbows. Do you notice that?
Yeah, it's also in the Premier League. I think it's like Pride Month for them. I know it's NFL's like To Catch a Cure or whatever they got going on this month. I think they got the same thing going on in English soccer.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool. I like that.
I do too.
And also, I mean, do they still kneel before kickoff of every match?
I couldn't tell you.
I've seen it this season. I don't know if it's every match, but I've seen it a few times, and it's just, I don't know. I feel like that English soccer is a little bit more progressive Yeah,
Well, yeah, you're definitely not kneeling in the NFL. We learned that one.
one guy got blackballed for it. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that I think that the rainbow flags and the rainbow armbands, I do think that's pretty neat. So keep it up, English soccer.
Keep it up. We moved to Riverside Stadium where Middlesbrough took on Blackburn Rovers. Todd Cantwell would get a goal in the 72nd minute on a 3-on-2 break, but the pass was a little late and Cantwell was ruled offside. He would make it up in the 77th minute when he puts a nice pass across the goal where Dominic Hyam was there to slide it in to the net, and Blackburn gets one on the road, 1-0.
Yeah, did you on the Blackburn goal? Did you notice that nasty back heel pass?
Yes, right before it was, I wanted to put it in. It's a little much for the notes, the assist to the assist. It's not quite
Yeah.
hockey, but yes, there was a couple of them this weekend. A nice little cheeky back heel, as they say. Perfect pass, and yeah, they put it home.
Yeah, great build up to finish off. The match it came just in time for them, and good. I mean, as soon as we say we're gonna start following Middlesbrough, what happens?
Always, every time.
Yep. All right, what we got next?
We're going to move on to the weekend fixtures, and we start Friday in Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United took on Sutherland. Carl, this was another DraftKings match of the week. You put $100 on Sheffield, draw no bet, -220. I went head to head, $100 on Sutherland, draw no bet, +170. We didn't know the odds ahead of time. They weren't up when we recorded last week, but that's what it ended up being. So you won. You didn't get a lot of money for it, but you ended up winning. So congrats to you on that one. In the 28th minute, Sunderland would be awarded a penalty when Jack Robinson tripped Tom Watson just inside the penalty area. But Michael Cooper would make the save against Patrick Roberts and keeps the game all square. In the 40th minute, Chris Methven would be shown a red card for a late tackle on Tyrese Campbell, and Sutherland would go a man down. Not to be outdone, Harry Suter would be shown his second yellow of the match, getting him sent off in the 47th minute, and both teams would be down to 10 men. Tom Davies would end up being the hero in the 83rd minute with a nice goal in the box while being dragged down by the defender, and Sheffield United take 3 points, going 1-0.
Yeah, I mean, you nailed all the beats that I had. The save penalty was really cool, as always. And then the red cards, a little bit of a kind of a ugly second half there. But yeah, nice win for Sheffield United. Two top teams in the championship. So good win for Sheffield United.
Got to take that one. On to Saturday for the rest of our championship games, starting with Middlesbrough and Hull City in Riverside Stadium. Finn Isaac Azaz would get the scoring started in the 24th minute with a nice strike inside the penalty area. In the 42nd minute, Tommy Conway would get a nice header over the defense and go over the defense and in to put Middlesbrough up 2-0. Hull City would get one back in the 79th minute when Mason Burstow heads in a laser cross from Abu Kamara, but Tommy Conway, excuse me, would shut it down in the 79th minute, nutmegging the keeper and winning the game with a brace for Middlesbrough 3-1.
Ah, the nutmeg. Do you want to explain to people that might not be familiar what the nutmeg is?
Nutmeg for in hockey terms is five hole, right between the legs.
Yep, right between the legs. Here we go. Middlesbrough lost the last match, and then they're right back. Like they are the Tottenham of the championship.
Yo-yoing their way through the league.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they could be dangerous. But they just can't be consistent,
No.
and I could see them in the playoffs for sure, but they're gonna need to get a little bit more consistent play. But
For sure.
at least they're fun,
They're not drawing every game like West Brom.
right? Yeah, only one special team can achieve such mediocrity like that.
Drawing their way to the top. On to Vicarage Road, where Watford would host the Park Rangers. Park Rangers had some chances in the first half. Watford would have even more chances than them in the second. Imran Luza thought he had a set piece goal in the 78th minute, but it would hit the crossbar and stay out, and the game would end nil-nil.
So, when I went to go watch the highlights for this one, I saw a highlights package that was posted by Watford, and the headline was the fist emoji, and the following line was 15 unbeaten at home in a row for Watford. And I was like, what the fuck? You guys are happy about drawing to the worst team in the league? What is wrong with you?
15 unbeaten is impressive, but I'm with you. You can't draw nil-nil. You got to get at least a goal against the worst team on the table.
Yeah, and just and the fist, like, just if you left the fist emoji off of it, I would have been okay with it. But you had to have that fist on there, like you were like, it's almost like the snorting face emoji. Like, come on, like you're not doing that great. Let's
Right.
calm down.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Next game, we go to Ewood Park, where Blackburn Rovers hosted Leeds United. Yuki Ohashi would head a ball off the woodwork in the 12th minute, but Blackburn couldn't capitalize. In the 20th minute, Io Tanaka would take down Tyrese Dolan in the penalty area, and Todd Cantwell would bury the penalty shot to give Blackburn Rovers the lead and ultimately the win. Leeds would have a goal taken off the board in the 81st minute when, after a corner, Patrick Bamford would get his foot on the ball in the offside position. Blackburn win their third in a row, 1-0.
Yeah, these are two more good teams, and it was a good match. I enjoyed watching the highlights. First of all, I want to say Willie Nanto, you know him?
Yes.
Yeah, for Leeds. I think he's a striker. But as a 5'8" gentleman, I love my fellow short king, Willie Nanto. I just love to see his tiny ass running around the field and bouncing up for headers, and oh, it's cute. It's adorable.
We go to Bet365 Stadium, where Stoke City hosted Burnley. Carl, you're Stoke City. Not much going in the first half, so we move to the second, where in the 52nd minute, Jay Rodriguez would tap in a pass from Josh Cullen that was ultimately set up by a beautiful cross from Connor Roberts, giving Burnley a 1-0 lead. Josh Brownhill gets subbed in the 71st minute and gets on the board with a 78th minute penalty after Josh Cullen was taken down in the box by Tatsuki Siko. Burnley win it 2-0.
Yeah, not much for me to say. My team, my ride or die team
You Potters.
versus the team that I really actively dislike. And yeah, 2-0, it didn't go in my favor. I watched the highlights for this one on mute.
Adding to your Burnley hatred.
It just keeps piling on. Burnley, I'm gonna write like a Ted Kaczynski Unabomber manifesto
Manifesto on Burnley.
about Burnley. No, you government, I don't mean that seriously.
Burnley and your buddy Tyrese Campbell.
Oh, no, I have love for Tyrese Campbell. It's not his fault that he got shipped off. But Burnley, it is their fault that they're annoying as fuck. So,
All right, finally, we go to Deepdale, where Preston North End hosted West Brom. West Brom start the action in the 13th minute when Tom Fellows leads Carlin Grant into the box with a nice pass, and Grant puts it home for the lead. Preston North End would not go quietly into the night as Emil Reese Jacobson, excuse me, gets a nice strike on the ball from outside the penalty area past the keeper in the 55th minute, tying the game 1-1, and that's how it would end.
are you sure? Are you sure that
Yep, two
another
games
goal
in a
wasn't?
week, and they're both draws for West Brom. Surprise,
Oh my
surprise.
goodness. I love that.
League-leading
I got
10th
Carlin Grant.
draw.
Yeah. Jesus. I got Carlin Grant, picture perfect build up for that goal.
Yep.
Yeah, but beyond that, really nothing else of note for me. Another draw. Ho hum.
Another West Brom draw.
Yep.
Let's take a look at the standings in the EFL Championship League. Sheffield United move up to first with 38 points. Burnley also move up to second with 36 points. Leeds United fall down to third with 35 points. Sunderland drops to fourth at 33 points. Middlesbrough stays still in fifth with 30 points. They're tied with Watford in sixth. Middlesbrough has a plus 11 goal differential, Watford plus two. West Brom drop down to seventh with 28 points. They are tied with Blackburn Rovers, who are also at 28 points. West Brom has a plus 7 goal differential, Blackburn Rovers a plus 4 goal differential. And we're going to be bringing Blackburn Rovers back in since they're tied for that seventh, eighth spot with West Brom. So we got a bunch of games to watch in the EFL Championship next week.
Welcome back, Blackburn, and your stupid as hell half
They
blue, half white kits.
wore them both times this week. I
I
thought you
know, I
looked.
know. Yeah. I was shielding my eyes the whole time watching their highlights. I still can't accept them. I'm not a fashionista, but for some reason, yeah, half blue, half white, like nobody dresses like that. That's ridiculous. But welcome back anyway, Blackburn Rovers. Welcome back. We'll enjoy following you for another 10 seconds and then we'll see you later. But yeah, a little shake up at the top, though, at the very
Yeah,
top.
it's getting close. It's getting close.
Leeds down in third. It's not where I thought they would be. I mean, obviously, there's a long way to go. But if they're not in the top two, then they got to fight for their lives to advance, and that's a scary place to be.
Yeah, I heard a crazy stat because of all the games this week, two fixtures for each team, plus like they're all played on different days. The top team in the EFL champion, the lead, changed hands six times this week alone.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty
Wow.
crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. If that happens the last week of the season, then we'll be in for a fun ride.
I mean, if this goes all the way down to the end, it could be exciting. And like we talked about in previous episodes, the top two teams in the championship get an automatic promotion, and then there's a four-team bracket tournament to decide the last team. So, I mean, if you're in eighth, ninth place, you still got a chance. Like I said, we brought in Blackburn Rovers right now, who are in eighth place. They are only 7 points back of third. They're only 2 points back of the last playoff spot. So it's anybody's ball game right now.
Yeah, and also, I mean, another interesting thing to consider is that we also have a transfer window opening up in January. So we could see some players change teams. We could see some new players coming in from other leagues, and that could shape this race for the rest of the year. So who knows what might happen.
You might see some bottom table teams selling off their good players for some cash. Top table teams buying them. Might see some Premier League teams trying to buy some goal scorers from Championship League teams. So yeah, January 1st to January 31st, the second transfer window opens for the season, and that's going to be some exciting stuff. I agree. Hopefully, we don't know. There could be no movement at all, but we're hoping that there's some exciting movement.
There should be some, and I want to say that I apologize in advance for your impending heartbreak if a team from another league buys Borja Sainz,
My guy
your guy that
who had a hat trick this week.
I know you, God, I don't ugh. Josh Maja, till I die.
I still love Josh Maja, but I'm telling you, signs, man. He's exciting. I like watching him play ball.
I mean, how do you think Josh Maja feels about that statement? It's like if you were in a relationship with someone and they told you, "Listen, I love you, but I also love them." How would you feel? I don't know. Not too good.
That reminds me of a meme I read where you know how couples will have their like exception rules and you know
Oh,
and the girl goes, you know, like, oh, Tom Cruise or Keanu Reeves or something. How about you? Who are your exceptions? Your sister, your best friend, your cousin.
Becky from down the street. That's hilarious. I love that.
That cracked me up.
That's fucking funny.
All right, Carl, let's look ahead to next week's games. Only one fixture in the EFL Championship next week. We start at Turf Moor, where Burnley hosts Middlesbrough on Friday. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Let's take a look at the odds in this one. Burnley, slight favorites, plus 130 to win. Middlesbrough, plus 210 to win, plus 230 for a draw. Minus 160 for Burnley, draw no bet, plus 120 Middlesbrough, draw no bet. Who you got, buddy?
Oh God. I mean, you know who I want to go with. You know, with every fiber of my being, I want to go with Middlesbrough. But I got to start betting with my head rather than my heart. This is at Turf Moor. It's at Burnley's home ground. And they just seem to take care of business. I'm going to bet with my head. I'm going to go with Burnley.
Straight up, or you want draw no bet?
What were the odds again?
Plus 130 straight up, minus 160 draw no bet.
I'll go $50 straight up.
50 bucks straight up.
What about
I'm
you?
actually taking your heart pick. I'm going Middlesbrough draw no bet, 100 bucks.
You're taking my girl to the dance?
Your sister Becky.
Oh, from down the street. Now I kind of want to change my bet. Like I kind of want to ride with you with Middlesbrough, but no, I'll stick with Burnley.
Yeah, this is where Burnley breaks your heart again, and you really hope he does.
Oh, I'm gonna be like extra super duper pissed if they blow this.
So you said you're taking him straight up, right? Plus 130.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, it hurts to say.
We go to Saturday's action. We start at the Stadium of Light, where Sunderland hosts your boys, the Potters, Stoke City. Who you got, Carl?
Here we go again. Got to bet with the head, not with the heart. I mean that, yeah. Sunderland at home at the Stadium of Light. Stoke hasn't shown that they can beat upper echelon teams in the league. So it's an easy pick for me. It's Sunderland.
Yeah, I'm going to take Sunderland in this one as well. On to Elland Road, where Leeds United hosts Derby County. Who you got in this one?
Wait, who we got? Darby and who?
Leeds hosting Derby.
Oh, Leeds, baby.
Yep,
They're gonna,
I'm going Leeds as well.
yeah, let's get back on that horse. They're gonna win again. They're gonna get back in the top two. Well, maybe not if my Burnley pick holds true. But yeah, Leeds had Darby is trash, I think. They're not good. This should be like 4-1 Leeds.
Let's take a look at the table. Derby mid-tier 15th.
Yeah,
Lost
and
two in a row.
so I'm making a wild prediction here, and I'm gonna say that our American Brendan Aaronson for Leeds scores a goal with his ass cheeks.
Okay, I was gonna write that down. I'm gonna take that off now. Yeah, I'm also taking Leeds in this one. Next game at MKM Stadium, Hull City hosts the newly promoted to our podcast, Blackburn Rovers.
So if Blackburn wears those stupid shirts again,
Yeah,
then they're gonna lose to Hull. If they don't wear those stupid shirts, they're gonna draw.
okay, I'm the opposite. They've won three in a row wearing your favorite kits. If they wear them, I'm calling a win. If they don't, I'm calling a draw.
Yep, that's why we're opposites. And that's why opposites attract.
We go to Wales in Cardiff City Stadium, where Cardiff City hosts Watford. Who you got in this one?
Got to go Watford, I think. This one's a little tougher. I don't entirely trust Watford, but I do think they're better than Cardiff City, and they have more firepower. They're not a consistent team. They're one of those yo-yo teams for sure. Win loss, win loss, win loss. I think that they can pull this off on the road. What about you?
Yeah, lately they've been win draw, win draw. I'm gonna take Watford in this one, even though it's on the road. If I was making a bet, I'd probably take Watford draw, no bet.
Yeah, that sounds like the safe play to me. So I agree with you.
Final game of the week, Sunday at the Hawthorns. West Bromwich Albion take on Sheffield United. This should be a DraftKings match of the week, and I did not mark it. So
Yeah.
DraftKings match of the week. Let's take a look at the odds. West Brom favored. I'm looking at draw no bet. Let's go to the money line. West Brom favored plus 165 to win. Sheffield United a little behind them plus 175 to win. Draw plus 205. Draw no bet. West Brom minus 125 to win. Sheffield United minus 115 to win. Who you got?
I got four words for you. MAJA, Maj, as in Maja, Josh Maja. Maja is coming home to roost. He's gonna absolutely crush it. And so this is Maja's game. I feel it. I feel it. My plums are feeling better now. So I think my plums will tell the truth this time instead of lying to me and making bad bets. So according to the plums, it's Josh Maja.
And you're going to take him straight up or draw no bet?
At the Hawthorns,
Yeah.
give them to me straight up 75.
75 straight up. Straight up. 75 plus. What was it at?
What
165. I'm pulling the Carl Smart move. I'm finally learning my lesson. I'm taking the draw. Plus 205. These guys can't do shit for $100. So,
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, you did it twice and you won. Here's where I get bit in the ass by it, but I don't care. I'm tired of losing on West Bromwich.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, something's got to give. You got to blink or they got to blink. And so you're blinking and they might not be blinking, but they might be. We'll see.
Awesome. Way to go, Carl. We now move on to the Premier League.
We.
All right, Carl, we had some exciting action in the Premier League this week. We start Friday at Amex Stadium, where Brighton hosted Southampton. The scoring would start in the 29th minute when Kairu Mitoma heads in a great cross from Tariq Lamptey. Southampton get level in the 59th minute when Flynn Downes strikes home a pinballing ball in the box. Southampton thought they took the lead in the 67th minute, but a late flag would take the goal off the board when Adam Armstrong was deemed offside and interfering with the play despite not touching the ball. The score would remain 1-1, and that's how it would end.
So first of all, I think Brighton is a better team than Southampton. I think you'd agree with me on that one.
Yes, with Southampton's in last place, right? And then Brighton's having what I heard is their best start to a Premier League season in their history.
Yeah, they're up at the top, close to the top. So good for them. That Archer goal that was called offside from Armstrong. That was an interesting call, and it took them a long time to review that. So it felt like it was a tough decision.
Yeah, because he didn't touch the ball, but what they said on the broadcast was he attempted to go for the ball, even though he didn't touch it. So that's why they deemed it offside.
It was like he was almost ahead of the ball, and like he maybe flicked at it with the back of his leg, And they said, yeah, that's an attempt. And so by the letter of the law, that is worthy of an offside
Right.
call.
And they had to take it took a defender away from the play because the defender was trying to get to him because he was going for the ball. And so yeah, I get the call.
Yeah, I do too. And also, this game got chippy towards the end. A lot of rough and tumble kind of action, some rough tackles, some pushing and shoving. But disappointing draw for Brighton against Southampton, one of the bottom team in the league. And it's always disappointing to draw against a team wearing pink.
Yeah, but much needed point for Southampton.
Yeah, they're desperate for points. This was a good result for them because Brighton is a top tier, definitely top half, top third of the Premier League table. So them getting this point, maybe it could springboard them. You know about me. I think that every team deserves to not get relegated. So I think Southampton joins the list of teams that are better than a relegation zone.
I don't think they're going to make it. I think they finished the season last place. They don't look good despite the draw this week.
Or they could run the table and win the league.
Possibly. I don't
Yeah.
think so. I don't think so, though.
I don't think so, Jim.
Yeah, show me those odds. I want to see those odds.
We move to Saturday's games. We go to G Tech Community Stadium where Brentford hosted Leicester City. Leicester would get on the board first with a nice assist from the old timer, Jamie Vardy, to Facundo Bayinote in the 21st minute. But that would only last a few minutes because in the 25th minute, Yohan Wiese taps in the pass from Kevin Schade and ties the game up for Brentford. Kevin Schade would have himself a game because in the 29th minute, he gets his first goal of the season after a little penalty box pinball ends up at his feet and he puts it past the keeper. But Kevin Schade wasn't finished there. In the 45th plus 8 minute, Schade would get a little chip past the keeper for his second of the game. And if a brace wasn't good enough, in the 59th minute, Schade gets in front of the defense and finishes the one-on-one versus the keeper and gets a hat trick. And Brentford get the win 4-1. Shot involved in all four goals with a hat trick and an assist.
Yeah, Kevin Schade, the pride of Germany, with a hat trick. We haven't seen too many hat tricks this season, I don't think.
In the Premier League, no, not really.
Yeah. So that's super cool. I always like to see that when someone just goes nuts in one game.
Yeah, and they said he was due as his first goal since April last season.
Also, they said that he's had before this he had 2 goals in 41 Premier League appearances. So he more than doubled his output in one match. So we'll see if this translates to more success for Shad or if this is a one-off.
On to Selhurst Park, where Crystal Palace would host Newcastle. Some chances for both sides in the first half, but nothing going in till the 53rd minute when Anthony Gordon puts a cross in the box that goes off Palace defender Mark Gull for the own goal. Gull would make it up, though, in the 90th plus 4, putting a wonderful ball in the box, and Daniel Munoz heads it in, saving a point for Palace, and the game finishes 1-1.
Yeah, so Munoz actually had a terrible miss with his weak foot in the first half on a cross that was just like delivered perfectly. It was a perfect opportunity. He missed it. You could see he was really broken up about it.
Hit it past the I remember the one they even said on the broadcast like, oh man, this guy needs it, and then he
Yeah.
just put it to the left of the goal, not hitting it on target, but yeah, he made up for it in the 90th plus 4 and Palace escape with that point.
Yeah, what a redemption, and all in one game for Munoz, missing that opportunity and then coming back and scoring the tying goal at the end there, right at the end. On the Newcastle goal, they did kind of this neat thing where there it was a free kick, and the free kick taker, or he was like the fake free kick taker, like where he runs up like he's gonna kick it, and then he runs past it, and he ran past the defense, and was involved in the goal, which was really cool. And then Dan, I want to say Dan Byrne, had a great goal line save. That was neat. But disappointing match for Newcastle. They lost one of their big players, Alexander Isak, to
Isak's out
injury.
right now.
So yeah, they're kind of at a crossroads, I'd say. But solid draw for Crystal
But I
Palace.
think Anthony Gordon is replacing Isak, so I think that was the good news for them.
Yeah, Anthony Gordon's a good player. So I mean, I guess Newcastle with that oil money, they've got some reserves at their disposal.
He probably mostly, I'm assuming he probably came out as a sub most of the time, but he had to start this one. Got the goal.
Yep.
All right, on to City Ground, where my Nottingham Forest hosted Ipswich Town. Carlos, a real uneventful game. Some chances on both sides, but nothing really happening till the 48th minute when Ipswich's Sam Smodzic catches Jota Silva with a cleat on top of the foot in the penalty area, and Nottingham's lead scorer Chris Wood would put the penalty shot away, giving Forest the 1-0 lead. Both sides would get their chances the rest of the game, but nothing in the back of the net. Forest take it 1-0.
Yeah, Ipswich's keeper, I think his name is pronounced Murich. He had a great save at one point that
Yeah,
kept
Forrest
him.
had one of your goal line clearances that you like too in the first half. I got to watch the first half of this game before I had to go to work. I had to leave right when the penalty got called. I didn't get to see it. I got to the bus stop and checked out the score. Saw Chris Wood put it in. He's now the leading scorer. I mean, he is the leading scorer for Forrest. I think he might be pushing their lead scorer for Premier League status.
Yeah,
Since the Premier League began, I know in the late 80s, early 90s, they had some real top tier teams, Champions League winning teams. But since the Premier League started, I think this is their top scorer.
that Kiwi, and for those of you that don't know, Kiwis are people from New Zealand, and I just mansplained. And Chris Wood is from New Zealand, and he's fun to watch. I have that in my notes that he's fun to watch. He seems like this big, strong guy.
Yeah, big one of the big powerhouse strikers, formerly from Leicester City, used to play with Jamie Vardy in Leicester.
Yeah, and he causes havoc in the offensive zone. So, and I think that you need if you're if let's be honest. Forest is not laden with talent like a Arsenal or, one of the other top teams, a Man City. So you need a guy, if you're not quite as talented, you need a guy like this that's just like a workhorse, and just maybe poaches a little bit and just finds goals, like sniffs out goals. So this is the exact player that Nottingham Forest needs.
Yeah, he finishes. We do have some good midfielders. I'm looking up his name right now. Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Yeah, he's
He was
good.
a transfer guy who came in. He's a little on the back end of his career, but he's setting up a lot of these goals that we're getting this season. Really good midfielder for us.
Yeah, that's a fair point. Yeah, Callum Hudson-Odoi is a good player.
Jota
But
Silva also really good. He's a young guy.
yeah, I mean, yeah, Nottingham Forest is not a bad team.
No, I don't know about you. I remember I picked him to get relegated. So happy hedge
Yeah,
there.
I was looking forward to them playing my beloved Stoke next year in the championship, so we could go head to head on bets with that, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Nope. They're playing pretty well this season.
So fuck you.
We go to Mullinell Stadium where Wolves host Bournemouth. This is probably the game of the week, with an action-packed game starting in the very first minute when Mario Lemina takes down Bournemouth's Evan Nilsson in the box and Justin Kluivert drills the penalty to start the scoring. Jorgen Strand Larsen would tie it up for Wolves in the 5th minute with a nice header off the cross. Bournemouth's Milo Kerkez wasn't going to get left out of the score fest with a top shot in the box in the 8th minute. Elvin Nilsson would draw another penalty in the 15th minute when he snuck behind the keeper, Jose Sa, and took the ball right off his foot as Sa swung for it, clipping Evan Nilsson and awarding Bournemouth the penalty. Justin Kluivert would put away his second of the game later in that, and we move to the 69th minute when Jorgen Strand Larsen nets his second of the game with a nice strike in the box. Jose Sa would cost the Wolves another penalty after he collides with Evan Nilsson again in the box, and Justin Kluivert gets himself a hat trick with 3 penalty goals on the day. Evan Nilsson creates 3 penalty. Jorgen Strand Larsen gets a brace, and Justin Kluivert gets a hat trick off 3 penalties. A crazy game. Bournemouth take it 4-2.
Yeah, what a menace Evan Nilsson was
Yeah.
throughout this.
Did not doesn't really show up on the score sheet. I want to see if he even gets a sit. Well, yeah, he'd
Yeah,
only get all this.
Kluivert stole all his goals.
Yeah, he got all the penalties that he caused.
Yeah, so he should be like buying him a Rolex or something like that.
For sure.
But yeah, I can't remember. I think the second one where,
He stole it off the keeper's foot.
yeah, that I had never seen that before. That was.
Yeah, I've seen him sneak up behind keepers and take it, but I've never seen him just literally take it right when the goalkeeper was
Gonna
swinging
kick
his
it
foot after it.
and
So
then
he, the
draws a
keeper,
penalty.
yeah, misses the ball completely, kicks him in the back of the leg, and gets a penalty for it. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah, that was nuts. Yeah, poor Wolves at home. Once again, they give up a lot of goals. I didn't think they're expecting them to give up goals like the way they did today, with all those penalties. Oh, and Milos Kerkez, yeah, that was a top bins goal.
Oh, yep.
That was a rocket,
Yeah, it was.
but good win for the Cherries, Bournemouth on the road, and Wolves need to take a long, hard look in the mirror.
Well, stop causing penalties. Jesus.
Yeah. Jeez, that's a rough one.
Yeah. We move to Sunday's action. We go to Old Trafford, where Manchester United took on Everton. The action would start in the 34th minute when Marcus Rashford takes a shot off a corner kick that's deflected by the Everton defense into the net. Manchester United keep the pressure on in the 41st minute when Joshua Zirkzee strikes home a great cross from Bruno Fernandes. The second half started much like the first ended for Manchester. Marcus Rashford gets a brace in the 46th minute with a nice shot past the keeper in the box. And Joshua Zirkzee wanted his brace too. And in the 64th minute, Amad Diallo gets a steal, causing a 2-on-1, passes it to Zirkzee, who taps it in. 2 braces, one for Rashford, one for Zirkzee. And Man U cruise to a 4-0 win.
Yeah, this was pretty much an ass blasting. Everton just was never really competitive in this match.
No, and you called it last week. You remember what you said?
New manager bump.
New manager
New
bump.
manager bump, baby. It finally came to
You
fruition. I'm a genius.
called it. You called it.
We'll see how long it lasts. But yeah, Man U is looking like a different team than they have for most of the season.
Yep. Rashford's looking like a new player. Xerxes, I mean, he's been playing all right all season, but a brace here. Definitely, you like the way it's looking for Man U and their new manager.
I think Rashford does this from time to time, though. Like
Streaky.
he did, yeah, he disappears for matches at a time, months at a time, and then all of a sudden he gets hot, and you're like, oh, this guy's a world-class player. Like he's one of the best players in the world, one of the best attackers.
And then you forget him about him for a while.
And then he goes silent again, radio silent. So I'm not fully bought into that yet. But You take what you can get if you're a Man U fan.
For sure. For sure. Let's take a look at the standings. Everton stay put with 11 points. They're in 15th. Leicester City also stay put in 16th with 10 points. Crystal Palace move up to 17th with 9 points. They're tied with Wolves and Ipswich also
Hell yeah.
with 9 points. Crystal Palace -7 goal differential. Wolves -10 goal differential. Ipswich Town, the Tractor Boys, -11 goal differential. They're all there with 9 points. Southampton stay in the cellar, even though they got that point. They're at 5 points in 20th spot.
Yeah. Guess what, buddy? Guess who's making a slight creep up the standings? My Crystal Palace people, named after a glass building that burned down 70 years ago. You know what? This could be their moment. I said, what did I say like a few weeks ago? I said I see them at like 14th.
I mean, they're only out of relegation by goal differential.
That's okay though. What's the problem with that?
Nothing. Oh,
That
also,
counts.
I failed to
That
mention.
counts. Goal
Oh,
differential
goal.
means
This
something.
wasn't. I was gonna say I failed to mention championship, but this is actually Premier League, because not everybody has played everyone yet, and we haven't gone like through the full season. There's actually two ties at the top of the table based on alphabetical order. Let me see if I can pull up the standings real quick. I heard this today while I was watching the games.
What?
So Arsenal and Chelsea have identical records with identical goals scored, goal differential. So Arsenal technically in second on alphabetical order. Also, what was the other one? Tottenham Hotspur and Brentford. Oh no. Yeah, they also are identical, but for some reason, oh no, they have plus 2 goals for. So maybe that was at the beginning of the day, but oh, is this it? No. There's the one. Maybe it was going to be two, but it ended up just the one. Arsenal and Chelsea. Alphabetical order leader Arsenal.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in
I
my
thought
life.
you'd like that because we were talking about I couldn't figure out how one team was ahead of the other earlier in the
Yeah,
season.
that's shocking. And also, it did give me an idea. I will get backed by Saudi oil money, and I will be starting my newest soccer team, Aardvark
Yeah, I
United.
was gonna say start double A something, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy though. That's nuts.
All right, Carl, let's take a look at next week's fixtures in the Premier League. We got a double-double going on. We're going to start Tuesday at Portman Road. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Ipswich Town hosting Crystal Palace. Let's take a look at the odds. Looks like Crystal Palace. No, Ipswich is favored. No, Crystal Palace is favored. Ipswich +185 to win. Crystal Palace +150 to win. +235 for a draw. Draw no bet. Ipswich +105. Crystal Palace -130. Who you got?
Wow, this is actually a tough one. I do like Ipswich Town as a team. I like the Tractor Boys. I think they're cool. Ed Sheeran is amazing. He's my favorite musical artist of all time,
Oh
no
my God.
question. But you know how I feel about Crystal Palace. So I really have a decision to make here, and I'm gonna have to choose between my two loves. And I'm gonna go Crystal Palace.
You want to go ahead, straight up or draw no bet?
I want to go draw no bet.
Draw no bet. Okay, we're going to go head to
Draw.
head on that one because I am taking the Tractor Boys
Ah,
+105, draw
shoot.
no bet. So you'll get draw no bet -130. How much you want to wager?
I don't feel super strong about this one, so I'm gonna leave it at a chill ass $75.
75. All right. I'm going my usual 100.
All right. see what happens.
Okay.
I don't feel too confident about this.
Well, you went draw no bet, so it takes away a little bit of the odds, so you're all right there.
Hey, real talk though, real talk.
Is that, I thought you had
Yeah,
something else.
no.
Just real talk.
I was commenting on your real talk.
We go to King Power Stadium where Leicester City hosts West Ham, or excuse me, East Ham. Who you got in this one, Carl?
So this is at home at Leicester. Wow. This is another tough one. What are you giving me all these tough ones this week? This is not cool, man. Not cool. That's you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and put my fist through the wall like a maniac, and I want to say Lester.
Yeah, I kind of want to go West Ham because of Leicester's form last game, but West Ham hasn't been, or excuse me, East Ham.
Yeah.
They haven't been looking great either. I think I lean towards East Ham, but I'm probably saying it's probably a draw.
Yeah, when in doubt, remember Jamie Vardy.
Yeah, I agree. I love Jamie Vardy.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna go with Lester. I'm gonna go Lester, draw no bet.
Oh no, we're not betting on this one unless you want to. Unless you
Oh,
want
okay. Never mind. No, we're good.
to. All right, we move to Wednesday, Goodison Park, where Everton host Wolves. This is a DraftKings match of the week. Let's take a look at our odds for that one. Everton, the favorites in this, +110 to win. Wolves +250 to win. A draw +250. I think I'll take my normal draw and Wolves on that one just to play the odds. Let's take a look at draw no bet. Everton -200, Wolves +155.
Yeah, so as we know, Wolves give up a lot of goals,
But they
and
also score.
they score a lot of goals. So they're like a wild card with these matches, especially like Everton, which is kind of in the same realm of competitiveness as Wolves is. So this could be a fun match to watch, I think. And I'm gonna go with Everton.
Oh, how much you want to put on that one?
Oh, I just changed my mind. Wolves.
Okay, draw no bet straight up, and how much you want to put on it?
I just changed my mind.
I hate you.
Everton. No, I'm gonna go with Wolves, and I'm gonna go with draw no bet, and I'm gonna go with 100.
We are both putting 100 draw no bet on Wolves in this one.
Cool.
All right, and finally for the midweek fixtures, we go to St. Mary's Stadium where Southampton hosts Chelsea. Who you got in this one?
I mean, this shouldn't even be a question, but this seems like one of those where you just assume one thing. I mean, Chelsea is playing really well right now. Chelsea's at the top of the, they're like third, I think. They're hot. This seems like one where you should just be like, oh yeah, that's the easy pick, Chelsea. But that's where you get into trouble sometimes. So I'm gonna call a draw.
Yeah, I'm going with your first reaction. I think Chelsea's gonna crush them.
Think so?
Yeah, Chelsea's playing really good right now. They're in top three in the league, and Southampton is in 20th. So I'm going off that. I don't care if it's in St. Mary's or not.
All right, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I could see a trap game for Chelsea here.
Yeah, with two fixtures going, who knows what kind of squad they're going to put out there. But the thing about Chelsea, from what I've been hearing, is they're stuck with all this salary because they haven't moved any players, which basically means that they have like two teams like going. They have so many guys on their bench, and a bunch of guys have been sitting on the bench, chomping at the bit to get out there. I think Chelsea rolls them.
Yeah, they got that Russian oligarch murder money.
Well,
So, yeah,
Didn't he have to? I think they made him sell the team
Oh,
when
that's right.
Russia invaded
He's gone now.
Ukraine.
Yeah.
That man's gone now. That's okay.
I mean, I think it's an American now, but he's still rich.
Yeah. So, yeah, not much better. But yeah, Chelsea's good this year. I was surprised because they seemed like had been like on a downslope
New
for a few
manager bump.
seasons. New man. Love me that new manager bump. Yeah, thanks for calling that out. But yeah, so I'm going draw. You're going Chelsea. We'll see.
On to the weekend fixtures. Saturday in Goodison Park, Everton hosts Liverpool in the Liverpool Derby.
Uh-oh. I mean, they say that anything could happen in a derby, right?
Yeah,
Like any.
Liverpool rolled Man City today.
I can't not go with Liverpool. They're playing like the best team in the league.
And they're up by like 8 points or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, even yeah, Man City looks like shit
They're up
compared
by
to
nine
them.
points over Arsenal and Chelsea.
Yeah. So, yeah, they look like the best team in the league. Everton does not look like the best team in the
No,
league.
they
So I'm gonna
got
go with the
clean
best team in the
sheeted last
league.
game against Man U.
Yeah. So yeah, give me yeah, definitely Liverpool. What about you?
Same, Liverpool for sure. On to Villa Park, where Aston Villa take Southampton. Who you got in this one?
Villa.
Yep, I'm going the same way. Southampton in last place. Villa mid-table, but Southampton looks bad, especially on the road. I don't trust them.
Is Villa really mid-table at this point?
12th.
Wow. I mean, they
They're in
were.
a, let's see, one, two, three, four teams all have 19 points. They're one of the four. They're the
Gotcha.
bottom of the four, so possibly ninth, you know.
Gotcha. Because they seem to be like on the cusp of in between like Europe qualifying team
Yeah, I don't
and
think they're getting Europe this year. I think the top of the table is too heavy for them.
yeah. I agree with that. And yeah, now with Chelsea back in the mix.
Don't forget about Forest.
I will forget about Forest.
Yeah,
No, New Zealand striker is bringing a team to the Champions League. Not in my world. Sorry, Phil.
all right, next game we go to Selhurst Park, where Crystal Palace host Man City. Man City slumping right now. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen Man City slump like this in a while. It's almost kind of shocking. I mean, you know, the Roman Empire didn't last forever, and no empire lasts forever. And this might be Man City's beginning of their descent, or it could just be a blip. But I think Pep's gonna want to
Oh,
quit.
yeah.
I think he's gonna want to go to a different team,
No,
maybe a
he just
different
signed an
league.
extension.
He did?
Yep.
Got it. The guy makes it seem like he hates his job sometimes. I don't know. I thought he was just like bored with winning, but I don't know. Yeah, this is unsettling to see from Man City there.
Yeah, I agree. I'm still taking Man City in this one, but I agree.
Yeah, I'll take Man City too. I wanna catch them back on the upswing and come along for the ride.
Sunday, we go to Portman Road, where Ipswich Town hosts Bournemouth. Who you got?
Give me Ipswich at home.
You want the Tractor Boys at home?
Yeah, I like how Bournemouth's playing, but Ipswich at home, I feel like they've got a little extra gear that they
Yeah, I'm
can.
with you. Like I said, with their last game, they've been playing well. They haven't got the results they want. I'm with you. I think if I was to bet, I'd probably take Ipswich in a draw, no bet.
Yeah, same.
Next game, King Power Stadium, where Leicester City hosts Brighton. What do you think?
This one actually could go either way. I could see Leicester pulling off a draw. I'm gonna go with draw on this one.
Yeah, I think Brighton's playing well. I think they want to stay on top table, and I think Leicester is the team that'll keep them there. I think Brighton wins this.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do have a Jamie Vardy action figure. So I will put that in a place of prominence and display it, and we'll see what happens.
And finally, Monday Night Football in London Stadium. East Ham host Wolves. Who you got?
Give me East Ham on this one.
Yeah, I think I'm going to take Wolves. Wolves are scoring. East Ham isn't looking good. I think I'm going to take Wolves on the road in this one.
I mean, I think this is a patented toss-up. I
Yeah,
think this could go
I'm
either
with
way.
you.
I mean, I can't feel strongly about either side. I do like the way that Wolves play has been playing better than East Ham, but I think East Ham can pull something out.
Yeah, take it at home. I hear you. All right, that was a great week of action. Carl, we go to the DraftKings scoreboard. Carl, you did well this week. You went 2-0-1. You won $215.45, putting you at $1,146.96 on the season. I went 0-0-2. I lost $200, getting you a little closer. I'm at $1,460 for the season.
Yep, when I have a successful week with the bets, I like to sing a little song for myself, and it goes like this. It goes, I am the best. I am the best. I won matches this week. I am the best. Ooh. What do you think about
Ooh, I like the ooh at the end.
that?
Sounds like someone poked you in the rear.
Yeah, I did that to myself.
Checked your oil.
Yep.
Awesome. Well, what a great week of action. We've got even more action coming next week and the weeks to come. December is going to be jam-packed. Great show today, Carl. I appreciate you joining me. And we had a blast. Say bye, Carl.
Yeah, Phil, we riding from here to eternity, baby.
From here to eternity. All right, thanks again to my buddy Carl, and thank you all for joining us. We will see you next week. Ooh.
You feel all my senses like a gallon of madness. Like a packet of Woodbines, like a good pinch of snuff, like a night out in Sheffield, like a greasy Djibouti, like Sheffield United, country me. We will sing out our show. We will lift our team up. We are the Bladesmen, what a red and white army. We are Sheffield United, is one of our own. Na 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 na. Yeah.